Well, today we're going to talk a little bit about Speak Out for Agriculture, the SOFA program that's having a milestone birthday this year. Joanne Brahms is with us this morning. She's a student at CAM High School, and she's part of the organizing committee, the group of students that helps to put together a lot of the activities and things that go on with SOFA. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, not a problem.
Let's talk a little bit about SOFA. It's older than you.
It's turning 25 this year, so every year we go on a trip, and this is the 25th one. So.
Yeah, it's. How long have you been involved?
I've been involved since 7th grade, and I'm a sophomore now, so probably 4 years, I think.
Okay. Why did you get involved in the first place?
Mostly because my family told me I needed to go out and get more experiences, but and then I really ended up enjoying it when I was in 7th grade, and I just kept doing it. So.
Sure. How did you ever hear about SOFA in the first place? Where did you discover this?
My stepmom was actually on the committee when she was in high school, and she was like, go out, do things, meet people. So I got involved through her.
Okay. Well, for folks who don't know much about the Speak Out for Agriculture or SOFA program, can you tell them kind of a rough idea of what it's all about?
Yeah, so every year we pick a destination of where we want to go, and we take a Windstar bus, and we go out to this place, and we learn about agriculture, and we educate other people about agriculture so we can spread the word and so that stereotypes can be broken down and whatever.
Yeah, the whole thought originally about Speak Out for Agriculture had to do with kind of being a spokesperson, learning more about the industry. So when you move on, you can be more of a spokesperson, because it's amazing. We think because we live in Iowa that so many folks know all there is to know about agriculture and where the food and all this stuff comes from. But it's amazing, especially once you go to college, how many folks you run into that really don't have a very good idea of where everything comes from. You have to be a spokesperson, right?
Yeah.
Okay, talk a little bit about your trips, because that's a big part of it each year. I know when it started, the trips weren't really dramatic, but they've gotten much bigger over the years.
Yeah, so my first year that I attended, we went to Ames and we visited Iowa State. Every year we pick a college and we learn about their ag program there, and then we visit other touristy spots around the way. So my first year we went to Ames, Iowa. My second year we went to Kansas City, I believe. Last year we went to Wisconsin, and this year we're going to Minnesota. So we go kind of all over the place. We try to keep within the states that touch Iowa, but we try to vary it up every year.
To do what when you go on these trips? What are you specifically, what are you seeing? Are you hitting certain locations, businesses? Are you trying to visit with business leaders in the ag industry?
So, first year we went to Farm Bureau, and marketing towards ag and everything else that goes with that. We go to an ag college, like I mentioned before. We're going to a milling factory that blew up a couple years ago, and now it's a museum that teaches about that. And so we just go to different places to learn about different aspects of ag that we might not get here in small town Iowa, and that affect the community that we're not in. And then it's just more that we can tell people about that it happens, and even though it doesn't happen here.
Sure. Okay, very good. Well, in the interest of full disclosure, I was actually on the original organizing committee that helped to put together the SOFA program. And back then it was mostly put together by adults. Is that still the case?
We have, I think, 4 adults that help, but so Kathy Rohrig, Beth Bodler, Shelby Van Horn, and that's basically it. So those 3 women help us plan the committee, and then usually 8 to 10 youth from Adair and Cass County come together, and we plan the program as much as possible, and they just help coordinate a little bit.
Sure. How difficult is it for you guys to be able to do all the coordinating, the planning and things? Do you have a lot of good discussions about ideas, thoughts, where you want to go, that type of thing?
We meet once a month, and we usually get assignments. Go and talk to so-and-so so you know dates and times that would work to go to this place. The hardest part was probably getting funding, because we have so many donors. It only costs the youth $45 to go, but with all the expenses for buses and hotel rooms and such, it should cost about $250, but we get enough funding, so it's just meeting people and saying, can we have your money? And it's a little awkward at first, but raising money to help the cause and just keep going, and continual donors and everything like that.
Yeah, but you've had a lot of success with sponsors to help promote this program, and in fact, successive years of sponsorship. You've had some businesses that have been with you a long time.
Yeah, sometimes it's, family ranches that donate, and then their kids get out and they leave, and then, you know, the new group comes in and they donate for 5-6 years and then they leave. And then there are also, like you mentioned, the donors that every year since the start they've gave, and it's just a lot of help to our program.
You bet. Absolutely. Well, so what have you learned through the program with your involvement over the years, whether it's the trips or the getting together once a month as part of the committee? What do you think you've gotten out of this?
I've learned how to talk to people a lot better. I hate interviewing, actually, like, a lot.
And here we are.
Yeah. But I've learned how to talk, like, one-on-one with people a lot better. And, like, things that I'd never get to see sitting at home in June and just planting vegetables. But we went to a John Deere place, and we saw, like, how our large places of, or plots of soybeans harvested, and that's not something I'm personally in, but there are people who do that, and so we saw just things that I wouldn't personally see. So
yeah, SOFA is really not a program, it's more of an experience.
Yes, yeah, more of an experience, definitely. Yeah.
And that experience is coming up here pretty soon, isn't it, this year?
It's June 12th and 13th, and we're also holding a workshop for the first time in quite a while. We've named it All About Ag. It's on June 10th. Registration for that is $10. And for we've got a package deal going on, so that's pretty fun.
Sure. I know you wanted folks to get the kids to get signed up early, but is there still time to get signed up for that?
Unfortunately, this year registration ended on May 15th, but definitely next year, consider it because it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. What is the difference with the one-day seminar type thing then, too? Or do you have different sessions that students are able to kind of experience?
So we have 3 sessions, and each one is like a certain area. We have beef team training going on, interviewing skills, talking with people, just a lot of different skills. And so if you want one thing, you can go to this workshop, and I'm pretty sure they're 45-minute workshops. And so that's just one day, and it goes till 1, I believe. And then the actual trip is a 2-day trip, and it's more like of a hands-on meeting people who aren't directly in our community, because the workshop is community leaders that are coming to teach the youth about what they know.
Sure. I guess that's the other side of the support, too. We talk about financial support that donors and sponsors have been involved in, but in helping with seminars and things like that and the other learning experiences, you get a lot of support that way, too.
Yeah. People always want interns and whatever, so they get their word about their business, and they also just spread the knowledge around. And I guess, I mean, adults in the community always are willing to help with the youth.
Sure. Do you see yourself being involved in the ag industry sometime down the road?
Personally, not me. I want to go into journalism, so I guess it helps with my soft skills with that. But I personally don't. I know that a lot of people have gotten what they wanted out of the program because of this.
But that's a good message, though. It doesn't have to be just kids who want to get back and work the dirt that can get involved in the SOFA program. Any students that want to pull anything, even personal skills like that, out of the program, they can find what they're looking for.
Yeah, there's a little bit of something for everyone.
All right, very good. So if someone would like to get involved, even if not this time around with the trip and the opportunity with the seminar sessions, if they want to get involved down the road, are you always looking for opportunities then to get more people involved? And what about on the committee? Are you always looking for more people on the planning committee?
So to go on the trip, you have to be finished with 7th grade, and it goes 7th through 12th. And then to be on the committee, you have to be a freshman. And the local extension offices have all the paperwork and stuff for that. So just go in and ask. Attach to the community building at Cass County and in Greenfield, on the center square in there for Adair County. And you can go in and ask Shelby or Kathy for SOFA, or you can go onto their websites, and it's usually out there, the Iowa State Extension.
Yeah, I guess you and I talked about this ahead of time before we started visiting here this morning, but who's eligible to be involved in SOFA? You talked about the age guidelines, but it started out as a Cass and Adair County program. It's kind of expanded a little bit.
Yeah, so if you go to a school district that interlaps with Cass and Adair, even though you don't necessarily live in that area, you can go. Or if you live in Cass and Adair, but your school isn't in there, you can go. And if you're in 4-H, feel free to come. But if you're not, feel free to come. We try to get as many people involved. Our bus limit is 50 kids and chaperones. And so we have to get that full. And then there's a waiting list in case people drop off. Usually we unfortunately don't fill the bus, but so that just means come and fill the bus. So, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, try as best you can. If you have any questions at all, you can contact the local extension agencies. They can certainly help you out and let you know if you're eligible to be involved, and if so, what the guidelines are and things too, and get you hooked up down the road, because it sounds like it's a positive experience for you.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Very good. Well, that's Joanne Brahms. She's a student at CAM Schools and part of the organizing committee for the Speak Out for Agriculture program. Thank you so much. Enjoy this year's session.
Yeah, not a problem. Thank you.